Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Carrie Young. It was the summer of 2021. Karen Pyer of Leicester got an idea. Karen is a runner, and she thought, what if I could run a 5K, which is a little bit more than 3 miles, in each of Massachusetts' 351 towns? And what if I could do that in 351 days? An audacious mission, arguably. In case you need some help with the math here, that's 1,090 miles in less than a year, 3 miles a day. And that's in the dead of winter and in the height of summer, all of it. Karen also enlisted a friend on this journey, fellow runner Scott Schaefer Duffy of Worcester, and together they've made a dent in this crazy goal. So far, the duo has run more than 200 5Ks, well on track to finish their mission ahead of time. Karen and Scott are with us in studio right now to tell us a little bit more about their project. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thank you.
So, Karen, we're going to start with you. What inspired you to want to do this project? What was that aha moment like?
I guess it begins with, I always wondered, there's so many towns in the state that I never knew about. And a year ago, we were at our Central Mass Striders banquet, and so it's the end of COVID, and one of the girls was saying that her project during COVID was to run a town in every state, in her state of Rhode Island. And I was like, ding, that sounds good. That sounds like an interesting way to learn, you know, all the states. And so I slowly planted seeds because he was not on board with it because I needed somebody crazy enough to do it with me. And I knew he'd be the only one. So I just started planting little seeds along the way until he finally agreed.
Okay, so Scott, what convinced you? And I guess, what did you think first when Karen asked you about this?
Well, we ran every street in the city of Worcester, which sounded like a great idea and proved to be a true nightmare. And so when she came up with another idea, as soon as she opened her mouth, I said no. And I said no over and over. And then the idea of running at dawn on Halloween in Salem struck me as, well, that would be kind of fun, kind of interesting. And then she just dragged me into the rest of it.
And Scott, you mentioned Salem. That was where this project started, I hear. So tell me, how did that first run go?
Well, it was fun. We saw people in costumes. I took a nice picture of Karen with a pirate and two witches. I titled it Three Witches and a Pirate. We ran Swampscott and
Marblehead that day.
Marblehead, you know, so we got to see where light dawns, you know, in Marblehead.
Mm-hmm. Karen, I want you to break down some of the math for me, or at least just the way you strategized this. How do you map it out? How do you decide where to go? Are you following a road or just sort of circling out? How does that work?
Generally, we don't do like one a day. It's an average of seven a week, because if we're going to travel, you know, 2 hours, we're going to hit five towns while we're there. The route in the town, and so where are the towns we might be going to is like, how much time do we have to travel that day? What's the weather going to be like? It might be different in the western part of the state versus the eastern part of the state. We might get different weather. Once we're picked down to a town, then I'm looking for landmarks, interesting things to run by in that town, and what I can squeeze into a 3 mile route. I try to find the most interesting things while we're there. Might as well see something.
Might as well make it have something to look at while you're there. That makes sense. Well, so there are, getting to some towns might pose some unique challenges. I know what comes to mind first is Martha's Vineyard. You've got to take a ferry to get there. So, Scott, how do you guys plan for those?
Well, I have a friend on Cape Cod who has a trailer that he is going to loan us. So we can go out and do Nantucket, which is a three-hour ferry, one town, come back, and then we can do, some of Martha's Vineyard. We're going to be doing Gosnold on Sunday, which is Cuttyhunk, the last island in a chain. And it's the only public island. And, you know, at first I thought you had to call this guy named Bob to get the ferry out there. And, you know, so that's kind of be quite a... a little bit of a production. And in many of the towns, Karen will pick a route, and then I'll just see these incredible hills. And she said, well, it all looks flat to me on the map. And I say, when a road is called hilltop or summit, that's an indication.
It should tell you something.
Yes, yes.
But there's a tower. If there's a tower, that's something to see.
So that's a great segue to my next question, too. I mean, what are some of the favorite places that you've encountered, since you do make it a point to see something when you're at each of these locations?
One of the big ones I keep saying is, and if we can time them with the timing, and so Concord to Lexington. We ran the trail from Concord to Lexington. We did it the day after the anniversary of the battle. So try to sometimes coordinate. So that was really interesting to have done that. Bashbish Falls that we did was the tallest waterfall in the state. That was really beautiful. Unfortunately, they have it quarantined that you can't go down to the bottom anymore because they've had so many accidents there. But yeah, there's a lot of really so beautiful places and interesting historical places.
Scott, what are some of your favorite places?
Well, I like the Dr. Seuss Park in Springfield. I consider him my doctor, so I enjoyed that. And I like the Winnie the Pooh little memorial somebody put in their yard. Where was that?
That was in Westford.
In Westford.
Just a side note on that. Our running personas are Pooh and Piglet. So that was a place we had to, and it was accidental that we found it, you know?
Yeah, some of the places have been surprising. We were quite surprised in Arlington. We weren't looking for it to run into the statue of the man who ultimately became Uncle Sam. You know, I didn't know that was a real person. And, you know, he wrote U.S. on his packages and people thought it was the United States. So we ran into Annie Sullivan's statue out of the blue
in Feeding Hills.
Feeding, which is a section
of Agawam.
But so it in a lot of ways, it's been educational. And we've met also some wonderful and helpful people, too.
So I can imagine if you're seeing all of these different things that you're probably documenting it, taking a picture. So how's your selfie game? Karen, we'll start with you. Any like tips or things you think about when you are, you know, taking a picture?
Oh, well, we're technology deficient people. We don't have cell phones. We don't have smartphones. We have an old-fashioned digital camera. So Scott does all the selfie taking because I can't do it. Because on those cameras, you can't see what you're taking a picture of. You just have to shoot it and guess what's going to come out. So he does all the selfies. And yeah, it's all those landmarks that we're running by in the town. Or if there's a sign, there's a rock and it has a sign on it. I said, oh, we have to stop and take a picture of this rock. There's a sign on it. It must be something important.
Well, Scott, I want to ask you first, what has your favorite run been?
Well, that's interesting because I consider favorite run sort of an oxymoron because running is always hard, in my opinion. But I really enjoyed Gloucester. Gloucester was quite, you know, my wife and I honeymooned there, and I enjoyed Gloucester. It was beautiful. They that go down to the sea in ships, the Hammond Castle. There are, you know, some cool things in Gloucester. That was a lot of fun. But each of them has their issues. We've run in the pitch dark early in the morning. We've run in the snow. We've run in the rain. Whenever Karen falls, she's fallen twice. I always make sure, don't get up, so I can get a picture.
Yes, he's the one with depth perception and balance issues, and I'm the one that always falls.
Yeah, erotic.
So you are taking pictures, maybe not with
a
smartphone. Do you guys have fans that follow you?
No, we're not on Facebook.
Oh, right. Okay.
We have four books that we've done of the project, and we'll put them up in PDFs and give them to anybody that wants them. And, you know, we've taken pictures of people that have given us directions, a police officer that stopped Karen for speeding, and it was nice enough to give her a warning, so we call her Officer Friendly. And, you know, one of the towns we went to, there was trails around a quarry, and there were signs at the entrance, no swimming, no diving, no drinking, no boom boxes, and we found everything going on there.
Yeah, they had it all.
That was its own spot. Everybody coming through in and out had a towel over their shoulder.
Well, Karen, since you started this, do you have an idea of what you're going to do to celebrate when you finish?
No, there's no plan. I'll just be glad that we're done, because I must admit this was a little bit more, I bit off more than I could chew on this one. The traveling is really tough.
I can imagine your car has seen a lot of miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott, what about you? Do you have any celebration planned?
Oh, I to say I'm impatient is to put it mildly, because this takes up a lot of our time. My wife is a long distance runner too, and she's come with us for several of the runs, but she rolls her eyes at the idea of this project. My brother is meeting with us, and tomorrow we're running six towns in Western Mass, and he's meeting us for the sum of the thing. But I think people that dip into it a little while realize why they're not doing it.
Do you think Karen can recruit you for another crazy running idea?
Oh, no. I already told him if I come up with anything else, say no. Don't let me talk him into it.
Definitely no. No. And you mentioned the car rides. I mean, those car rides, you know, we've run out of things to talk about. So it's like, are we there yet?
No.
What about now?
No.
What about now?
Not yet.
Well, thank you for joining us. That was Karen Pyer and Scott Schaefer Duffy, two friends and members of the Central Mass Striders Running Club, who are on a mission to run a 5K in all of Massachusetts' 351 towns. Karen, Scott, so fun to have you in studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.